Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my gosh. The overrated college football teams and the coaches' top 25 poll. Kevin, one of your teams is in it. Is it Duke or A&M? Which team is the one you actually root for?
If Duke is in the top 25, I would say probably overrated.
Okay.
I just saw A&M is at 11. That is correctly rated.
All right. 877-881-1053. I saw this from our friend Marcus Mosher. He's on Twitter. He does some really good stuff during the NFL season where he'll go post a bunch of GIFs up of the Cowboys. I think he does some stuff on the Raiders and the Steelers as well. But he does some really quality work on film study. And last night, he tweeted out, hey, my wife and I have just selected Oklahoma as our college football team. I can't wait to start finally rooting for a team. And I didn't ask him anything why. I just replied back to him, welcome to the family. And then all of a sudden, UT fans started destroying me.
Right.
Saying, yeah, nice job turning your back on your home state and all these other things. And I was like, well, hold on. Like, I grew up in my environment. Nobody in my family was a UT fan. Nobody in my family went to college. I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. So I didn't have a place that I went to. And my grandfather was from Oklahoma. His grandfather was from Oklahoma. So I rooted with them for OU because that's what we watched whenever we were watching right. football together. And it was a lot of fun. And then when my wife went to college, I sent her off to OU. I was like, hey, she checked out Centenary, she checked out UT, TCU, and a couple of other colleges, and she had not gone to OU yet. And I said, why don't you drive up there and just check out the campus? She did. She fell in love with it, and then that's when she decided she was going to be a Sooner. So I've always had this connection to OU, and that's why I root for OU football. But I know a lot of people have different paths because I didn't even go to OU. I went to UNT. But it's kind of tough rooting for our team sometimes, just because they give up on their coach sometimes or the coach leaves or whatever, uses it as a stepping stone. But he's not. We're not doing that this time. We're not doing that this time.
At least
all right.
For one more year.
All right. So but I was wondering, 877-881-1053, how did you pick your college or the college football team or the college football program that you root for? Because as I just said, Kevin went to A&M. You didn't graduate there.
Oh, I most certainly did not.
Kevin was accepted to Duke.
But didn't graduate from there either.
So he doesn't just root for, A&M basketball and football. He roots for multiple different teams. And I'm sure that there are people all over the country that didn't go to a college, maybe never even went to college, but root for something because of their family.
And I got to thinking about that. In terms of A&M especially, is I don't root for A&M because I went there. I think I went there in part because I already loved A&M. Like, I went to A&M football games when I was younger. I had a couple of cousins that went to A&M, and they got me into that. And so I really loved A&M before I even went there. So I'm curious, like, how many people kind of followed the path of you went to the school that you already loved, as opposed to like, I started cheering for this school because I went there, because that certainly makes tons of sense. Like, if you went to school and you cheer for that school, totally get that. But I'm curious how many people fit into that, or how many people are just like, I root for Texas because I live in Texas. You know, like, that's got to be a thing too.
I don't know what started my dad on being a Longhorn fan. He just was. But I do remember it was, it's a Saturday, and I was running around in the front yard doing something stupid, and he said, boy, get in here. And I went and sat in the living room, and he said, sit down on the floor. We're going to watch football. I said, okay. And then he says, you see that Longhorn team there? I said, yes, that's our team. That's who we root for. All the rest of the teams are stupid.
That does very much sound like the way you describe your dad so often. Very much sounds like you. Well, so I was
thinking like, are the enemy or something like that? But then stupid is the yes. is a very yes. easy
much
way
because more sense.
They're not as good. They're just not as good as what we got going on here.
So don't root for a stupid team, son.
And somebody said, "How can you let this Oklahoma crap go on Texas airwaves?" And I mean, I guess if UT had won, you know, as many championships as OU would be, it'd be okay. I mean, I know A&M.
Oh, my Lord.
A&M is
We've won lots of fictitious championships.
Claimed a lot of championships. So, you know, both
of
those.
One of them, I even was at the game that we lost, and they claimed it as a championship.
Both of those fan bases can just settle down. Whenever you're the champion more often than not, then it's okay. All right?
Why don't you just crawl back up to Oklahoma with your beer that sucks and
they changed that law, Colby.
Did they?
They changed that law.
All right.
Sorry. Somebody even said, hey, UNT, we're going all the way. We're going undefeated this year. I'm hopeful. I'd love to see that happen. I'd love to see something like that. From the 972, I went to Texas State and cheer for them, even though they're terrible. I also cheer for Army because I'm in the Army.
I am curious how many people made their, college decisions, and I bet it's more than you think based off of wanting to have, a relevant sports program. Like, even at the times when A&M was mediocre, which is plenty, at least you feel like they matter at different times as opposed to, sorry, Texas State, but they said that they knew. From the 817, tell them you need to pick TCU, Corey. Come on. Don't go to Texas or that. Just give me, that's even
right
closer.
Up the street,
what
man.
About SMU?
Yeah.
They really are right down the street.
Yeah, absolutely they are. It's a little high end for my money.
Okay.
But, you
fair.
Know, my kid wants to go to Notre Dame. Because
you better start saving.
And my other one wants to go to MIT. And I'm like, well, we all do. I said, scholarships, son. Like, that's what y'all are going to have to do.
So play a lot of Fortnite.
Yeah, play a lot of Fortnite.
That's
those
the
scholarships.
Future. They're not going to have regular sports by that time. But the 817, I came to Texas from Montana in 98, and I never watched any of the college sports. Met my best friend down here, and his whole family were Sooners fans. So that's how I became a Sooner. Wow.
Mm-hmm. From the 828, I started rooting for Florida Gators because I liked their colors when I was 5 years old.
Solid choice.
That is exactly how I fell in love with Duke basketball. The 1986 Final Four, when I was six, was here in Dallas at Reunion Arena. That was the same year, I do believe, that Spud Webb won the dunk contest mm-hmm. at the NBA All-Star Game. And I was a kid, and I was stupid. And I was like, I like that team. And so that became my team, even though they lost that year and a couple other years right after that. That became the team that I like. So I definitely get that. From the 817, Texas fan, no history of family going there. From the 903, both of my parents went to Ohio State. I've never lived outside of Texas, but they said that they're an Ohio State fan because that's all that they know.
Oh, man. And that's what their college is. Like, that college, it becomes your life. When you're in Ohio State or Michigan, you become part of what that college is.
They got a Michigan one right here from the 972. My dad took me to the big house and took me on the field. I got to meet Mike Hart, been a fan ever since. I do get that. Like, if you went to a school, got to meet this, to your eyes, especially if you were younger, big giant football player, and you're like, whoa.
Right.
I could definitely see, especially the big house is absurdly big, as the name would indicate. I could see how that would win you over.
I went to Aeronautical College in Tulsa. The guys in Oklahoma had nothing else to root for besides OU, so I became a UT fan out of pure freaking hatred.
I respect it.
They didn't even like UT, just decided that school right there I don't like so much. Who's their biggest rival? Because now I'm rooting for them.
No, I can totally see that. I think when we were in, I want to say it's either North or South Dakota, my son did ask me, what football team do you think that they root for? And it was the Vikings. There were all kinds of Vikings and then Packers stories. Because I guess those are the geographically closest to them. And I would kind of wonder, would you root for the geographically closest? But then I have a hard time thinking that I would root for all the Houston teams if there was no Metroplex team.
Yeah.
I wouldn't root for the Astros. Screw them.
From the 903, I graduated from UNT, so I pull for them. I'm about to get my master's at A&M, so now I'm an Aggie. I grew up an LSU fan because that's where my mom's side is, but I'm not since I'm an Aggie now. That's a wild ride of changing. I think you only get to change like once, right? You only get to change
when we had our sports redraft. Yeah. We gave everyone the opportunity to abandon their current fandom.
From the 817, I picked Miami because The Rock went there. I mean, like, that's another thing. Like, there's because a player, because one player made you decide that's the school I want to root for.
How many people root for Texas because of McConaughey
or because of Vince Young?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than zero.
But yeah, McConaughey's become he's the ambassador of cool or culture or whatever they have there. I mean,
we're selling out for commercials. From the 469, grew up in the 50s and the 60s. I was fascinated by the Dallas Morning News' coverage of the Longhorns in the sports section, especially the photos from around the Southwest Conference. They were my team from age 7 or 8 till now. And like stories like that, it makes so much sense when they form as a kid. I'm not saying that you couldn't become enamored with photojournalism now and root for a team just because of that, but when you're a kid, it makes more sense that you would see the pictures and be like, wow, this is interesting. That's my team. Or you would see the colors and go, ooh, this is my team. Or you would see a big giant football player and go, oh yeah, that guy's my new hero. So I'm not surprised to see so many of these people's opinions formed as kids.
All right. And as kids, also being a time, it all kind of depends on who's good, right? Because they're the ones that are on TV. From the 817, I came from Brazil. I was 10, so the Longhorns were big, so I became a fan of them. And like whoever's good whenever you're young, you see them on TV, the announcers are talking awesome about them, right? Because they're having a big game and doing something amazing, and you watch that game. My nephew, when he was 10 years old, we were watching like Nebraska and Wisconsin. And there came down to the last kick, like multiple different times in the game. And we were losing our minds watching this game because the team had come back. And he still recalls that game to this day. And he talks about it all the time about how we celebrated that moment together.
Well,
just watching a random Saturday game.
And think about it from like, I can tell you this from an A&M perspective. If you weren't forming your sports opinions in like the mid to late 80s or throughout the 90s, then, like when A&M was controlling that rivalry, then good luck.
Yeah.
Because every other time in the history of this thing for like prolonged periods of time, it was Texas running the show. And like that's something that A&M still has to fight against in terms of their recruiting is everyone's like, well, Texas is a school of Texas. And there, I think honestly, that is one of the reasons they went to the SEC outside of being mad about the Longhorn Network. Is they were like, well, that could be something different because that's the only way you can change some of those unless you rack up a whole bunch of national titles, but that ain't happening. So outside of that, like maybe 15-year period, people weren't growing up saying, well, A&M is the best football school. That just wasn't a thing.
On the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053, we get this from the 817, which this I may have found the outlier to everything that we've said. Because when they're in Texas, they root for OU. When they're in Oklahoma, they root for Texas.
What is happening?
Just to make people mad. They say they went to Oklahoma State.
Okay. That makes some sense. Because who do you want to lose in those situations? Well, you want to just irritate both sides. Yeah, right. No, I totally get that.
I respect that.
From the 817, Ricky Williams' Heisman run turned me into a Texas fan.
Yes. Yeah.
It almost converted me because he was a blast to watch. And every Saturday, again, there he was. Can he break the record? Can he do something spectacular? And most likely he was going to.
It's really interesting that you say that because I saw two texts and there's a ridiculous amount of feedback. So we're trying to get to as many of these as we can on Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. From the 214, I was an Aggie fan since they knocked off number one OU in 2002. And then from the 254, I'm 22. Earliest college football I can remember is watching the year Texas won the national championship. Rooted for them ever since. That makes a lot of sense to me as well. If you see a game that becomes known as like iconic, like if you watch that Texas Tech Texas game and you
become you jerk.
Okay, sorry. And
Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, and you became a Tech fan because of that, I could definitely understand that. Or if you saw the Texas USC game and became a Texas fan because of that, those are very iconic games. And I can see why you would gravitate towards that.
I'm also interested in, like, I had a Penn State hat that I just absolutely loved. And I had a Tech hat that I absolutely, because I liked the way the hat looked. And now I never became a big fan, but I do wonder if somebody hands you a piece of apparel and you're like, man, I just love this. Or you get it for your birthday from somebody and you just fall in love with it. Or you walk into Lids and you see it on the rack and you're like, that's the hat I have to have. Does that ever change the path that you're going to go down?
It almost did. I got a story. Back in 93, I almost became a Florida Marlins fan. All right. So this is when I was about to start middle school.
This is a college football segment, Kevin.
I'm just saying, you asked, though, because the Colorado Rockies and the Florida Marlins, they were going through expansion. I think it was about 93. And I was a kid, and I thought hats were really cool based off what you just said. And I thought the Florida Marlins logo was awesome. I absolutely owned a Florida Marlins hat. I'm not sure how far that fandom was going to go, but, man, there was a minute when little kid Kevin's like, this hat's so cool, I'm going to cheer for the Marlins.
Let's go Dontrell Willis.
Yeah, I mean, that was like a good bit before his time, but, you know, I can see that. From the 214, RG3 winning the Heisman helped me decide Baylor instead of TCU. I mean, I don't know if they regret some of those decisions now because of things outside their control, but I get it.
Green and gold aren't that cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.